What do you mean it's for real? Do we know? I mean, what? I mean, didn't we know he was mania for a, you know, for a while, and then he didn't pull out those wins like he was supposed to.
Right. Well, though, there was a poll taken by ESPN.
Oh,
and
good.
He's officially the most popular active pro athlete right now.
Well, all I can say is, and again, this isn't a sports station, but all I can say is that John Elway, who was a pretty good quarterback, knows that Tim Tebow is not a pretty good quarterback. Well, he's an okay quarterback, but he ain't an NFL quarterback yet. So what do you do? Mm-hmm. I mean, if everybody thinks he's wonderful,
yeah,
and he really doesn't have the skills yet to be successful at the NFL level, I mean, because I think this Luck fellow is going to be out there.
Yeah, and he is really good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He is really good. I mean, I saw that guy in the bowl game, yeah. And he looks like a pro quarterback playing the college game.
So yeah. We'll see. Say what you want. All he does is win. So.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, there's no doubt. And we'll see what happens. But the problem is, of course, Denver hadn't got that much of a defense anyway.
Hang on a second.
There's gonna be a big old fella with big glasses kicking your door here in a minute.
They got one, but I think we have to say that they're defensive.
Son, I don't think you won't make him angry. Yeah. We're right.
No.
Yeah, we're done breaking down the NFL about as much as we should.
Vaughn don't take any crap off anybody.
That's right. So, you know, we really, if you want to talk politics, we don't have to go outside the bounds of the lone star state because things are just all messed up, and it's all because, you know that everybody in Texas is racist. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, apparently, because that's why we can't choose for ourselves how the redistricting is going to go.
The only saving grace is there are, like, I don't know, 15, 16 other states who are the same way. We're not smart enough.
Oh, good.
Old enough.
We're just like Mississippi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, good.
We're fat and dumb?
Yeah. What we have to do is anytime we redistrict, we have to get the okay from the feds to make sure that we haven't drawn the maps for our congressional districts and our state elected officials in a way that would disenfranchise a group of people. Now, I may get to the point where we got one-armed paper hangers who are going to be a group of people that we're not necessarily drawing the districts with them in mind, but right now it's having to do with race. And so because of that, we have to get everything to pass muster. Legislature came up with a map. Oh, boo hiss. We hate that. We got to come up with something. Three judges in San Antonio say, okay, we'll draw one up. Well, then that gets the state mad because you didn't look at our map. And so then the Supreme Court's looking at it. And the bottom line is elections that were supposed to be held in March are now set for at least now April 3rd, and the chances are that may not even happen. So that keeps getting pushed back. As it keeps getting pushed back, the filing dates for said offices will change, and so it's just a big old mess right now.
Uh-huh. The one line, and we didn't talk about it yesterday, but we had a TSN story yesterday that talked about one of the concerns about possibly having two primaries. Was the first was voter confusion, which understandably so.
Sure.
But the second one was voter fatigue.
Oh, I gotta go vote again.
I mean, I just picture somebody on the couch going, I can't bring myself to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, this voting. Yeah. It's too stressful.
I am exhausted from dialing and pushing and the verification codes and the stickers. My God, the sticker. I can't take another I voted sticker.
They're all over my dashboard. They're all over the dashboard of my 16-year-old car.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a break.
I need a trash can. There's no place to throw away my little slip.
Right. Yeah. I've got my receipt. What if someone sees my code?
Yeah. That's right.
Will they clean out my bank account?
Yeah. That's true. We have to. Boy, it's a good thing we don't have to stick our fingers in purple ink. We'd run out of fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, and how is that not profiling?
Yeah, that's right. And profiling's wrong. Now, I know that the people who have more money than us pretty well figure that we're stupid. But now they're actually out there, you know, doing stuff to show us that.
That's just like their opinion, man.
Well, I know. All right, here's the deal. Warren Buffett is now promising to match one-for-one, you ready, all voluntary contributions made by Republican members of Congress toward paying down the national debt. Can he just go back to Omaha and eat a muffin with Jimmy Carter on the porch? I mean, really? But then he said he'll match dollar for dollar unless it's from Mitch McConnell. And then he'll triple anything that Mitch McConnell gives us to pay down the national debt. He told Time magazine, tongue-in-cheek, "It restores my faith in human nature to think that there are people who have been around Washington all this time and are not yet so cynical as to think that the deficit can't be solved by voluntary contributions." So there's Warren laying it out there for us.
So Mitch McConnell's the only career politician that believes that?
Well, again, no. And they're full of them. And
what about Dianne Feinstein?
Yeah,
Mr. Buffett.
How about Pelloster?
I'm thinking the Senate right now. What about Barbara Boxer? What about John Kerry? What about some of those people that have been in the Senate for a long time?
Ketchup Boy.
You know, he's got some cash.
Yeah,
now,
he does.
Granted, it's not his.
It's mama's.
It's mama's cash.
Mm-hmm. Got to go ask for it.
Yeah, hat in hand with her.
Yep. I need to fix the boat. I get some money?
Yeah.
The yacht has got a leak.
Anyway.
Still mad at me for losing to that goofy Texan.
Yeah, and picking a really crappy running mate.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, so that's, you know,
What about Warren's heirs? What are they thinking? You know,
well, no, he's
somebody
already
shut daddy
no,
up.
He's know? Already done that. See, he's
oh,
already given
right.
them Berkshire Hathaway stock. And,
that's right. And said that they're not getting any more.
That's right.
Right?
So,
yeah. So they know where they're at.
Yeah, well, they're not going to be panhandling anytime soon.
No. So. They got a pot.
Thanksgiving dinner and all that stuff. Now, this is a little interesting. Former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour.
Yeah.
He made
some headlines.
What is wrong with that
I don't
man?
Know. Now, he's often portrayed himself as a law and order guy.
Uh-huh.
Pretty much comes up with a bunch of criminal pardons his last days in office. And, I mean, so much so that a judge has now blocked the release of 21 of the 208 convicts granted those pardons or clemency.
Including convicted killers.
Yes!
Yeah, one who...
I don't know.
One who shot a woman in the head while she was holding her baby.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what that's all about. But got to make you feel like, ooh, maybe good he's on the way out.
Yeah.
And I guess as you heard the today on Fox News that the president was at the bank yesterday or last night in Chicago.
At the bank?
The Bank of Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did not one, not two, but three different fundraisers.
Oh, okay.
Crowd of about 500 donors forked over between $44 and $100 each to hear the president speak at the University of Illinois. That was a public kind of a speech.
Oh, with the commoners?
Yeah. For the second stop, which was 38-5 a couple, he kind of got down with it a little bit more. And then the last reception was a $7,500 a ticket kind of a deal. So those people he was a little more direct toward, you know, talking to them. And... how about this? How about if you've got, this Iranian university professor who knows a lot about nuclear stuff, okay? And he's in a car, and two assailants drive by on a motorcycle, and they attach a magnetic bomb to his car, and it blows up about 15 seconds later and kills this professor. Does that sound like that's right out of a...
Sounds like an episode of 24.
Something like that.
Need Jack Bauer to fix this.
It happened in reality yesterday.
Oh.
And, of course, the United States saying, we got nothing to do with it. We did not do that. But the guy's name is Mustafa Ahmad Roshan. And he apparently is one of the few people over there who knew very much about nuclear isotopes. And he's not anymore. Now, most experts are saying it was Mossad that did it. But, I mean, that's right out of 24.
Yeah.
And that's the real thing. And that did happen yesterday.
Well, you tell me, who's got more to lose? Israel or the U.S.?
I'm not saying...
Because Ahmadinejad gets, you know, if he ever gets nuclear armed, doesn't mean that it's going to be able to reach the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one you can carry with a suitcase to its intended target if it happens to be not the United States, shall we say. 10 till.